Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
To the program, Lone Depot Park.
Too much.
Tua throwing out the first pitch today? Tua throwing out the first pitch today?
Is he?
Nah, I don't know. I'm making that up.
Move in.
That's not nice. Don't do that,
no,
dude.
No, this is practice exactly.
He can throw 60 feet.
Move in.
Wow. Dude.
Don't let it be the second read.
Wait. How does a person who had one of the highest averages per pass attempt, or his distance down the field was not as bad as you think?
No, I'm
everything
sure.
That you think, every negative thing you've said about Tua is not accurate statistically.
That's not true. I said he can't run. That's pretty accurate.
Okay. You know who else couldn't run?
Yeah.
Eli Manning.
That's not what you said, though. You said everything I said was inaccurate. I said he can't run. And I'll tell you what, he'd rather...
And so your only basis for not wanting to is he can't run?
No, he also chokes in the biggest moments.
So does Lamar Jackson. So does... Okay, really?
Yes.
There were no bigger expectations on a football team.
Why are you letting
team?
Him bait you in with this? He's just going to keep doing this.
He gets very angry.
Because it's so annoying. I almost cussed.
Look, he's going to be the sad one. Tua's going to get his extension. I don't know. Like, you know, he's the one who's going to be a big baby over it.
The highest paid quarterback in the league next year would be Dak.
Next year?
Prescott, yeah.
Yeah, next year, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he plays for Seattle.
Giants. Oh, you know what that seems like? Seems like, Aaron Rodgers obviously doesn't work out this year for the Jets. Dak Prescott goes to the Jets and fails. Solved it.
There it goes. Spoiler alert.
Solved it. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
First of all, thank you to Ricky Williams for the time. Many people on
That's
the video,
guy.
They're saying only interview shirt allowed.
Yeah.
Which is, for me, a strict rule from you guys, but I appreciate you guys love hearing from Ricky. He is awesome.
He is awesome, for sure. And
hey, I used to talk to him all the, like, just, we would just sit there and just talk.
You can tell, man. You guys have a good rapport.
Yeah, you guys talking about the hitting in football was fun.
Yeah.
Was fun. But yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I knew he was drafted by baseball. I forgot. Yeah, he played with Jimmy Rollins in the minors.
And he would play. See, here's what's weird. And let me tell you why the NCAA is so annoying. Right? You remember the punt returner from Colorado that was deemed ineligible because he took money because he was in the Olympics?
I don't remember that story, but I know similar stories.
Right.
That, like, I think there was some guy who was a YouTuber who got, like, in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Well,
it's in the UFL.
Believe
now.
It or not, you can play baseball and get paid in college football. So a lot of these guys, I had a guy on my team that as soon as the school year was out, he went and got paid and played minor league baseball.
It is a weird loophole. Kyler Murray?
Right. So Ricky did that.
Jeremy Bloom. That's
these guys
about.
Were making money and getting signing bonuses to play baseball. But, and so it's so confusing that, oh, you can't work, you can't, oh, but you can play baseball.
Yeah. It'd be cool. It'd be cool if somebody did the Deion thing again or the Bo Jackson thing again.
It'd be closer to the Bo Jackson thing if playing both sports. Because Deion, keep in mind, when Deion went to Atlanta, he basically did it for free.
What do you mean? He played for the Braves for free?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so that's how they went. They had a couple of guys who left football and went play baseball. The right fielder for Atlanta when they won a World Series, I think, back in the day. Is it?
Brian Jordan?
Brian Jordan. He played safety.
Yeah, that was really cool. But, like, yeah, I don't know if we'll see that again. The one I'm really curious about, honestly, in the next evolution of baseball, and I've asked we asked Kim Mang about this last year. I did not ask Peter Bendix about this, but I do wonder, you know, we're seeing, like, in basketball, you see, like, oh, now there's just a load of, I guess a load is strong, but there's multiple guys who are, like, 6'10", can handle, can do everything.
Just athletes.
So I do wonder, like, when people see Shohei Ohtani make $700 million, you're telling me there's no shot there's going to be more kids trying to do both?
Here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. In basketball, the reason why this is what it is because of the European leagues, right? Like, these big guys are coming in and being able to ball handle. So when you see that, now you have guys over here. Who's Kim Kardashian's? Lamar Odom. Mm-hmm. Lamar Odom was the greatest thing ever. Like, we looked at Magic Johnson like he was a freak of nature because he was 6'9 and played point guard. So we saw guys who played the position or had ball handling skills that were, you know, anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as where the game is now and having positionless football, basketball, I think a lot of this has to do with how many real bigs are there? How many true bigs are in the league? Not guys that play the position, but just true bigs. Most of them are more versatile.
Yeah, most of them
play four. And not necessarily the five, the guy who's...
You're talking about, like, just a straight, like, a Hassan Whiteside?
Right. Right. I mean, Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. Valanciunas is still hanging around.
Triple J. No.
Really.
Not him. I'm talking about from Cleveland.
Jared Allen. Yeah, Jared Allen.
Jared Allen is just a rim protector. And, like, there's not many of those guys when, back in the day, you think of Pat Riley, he would start with a center.
Yeah.
And it's just, the game is evolving.
Well, that was the thing we were talking about with Michael Beasley, who also Marcos besmirched yesterday, and I didn't
appreciate it. He was
ahead
of
his per game. 36, by the way.
What was his per 36?
He's like 20 points in a game. Actually, 19 something.
That's bad to you, averaging 19 in the NBA? I mean,
if I'm Klay Thompson, that's a career year. But other than that, no, dude.
I think Klay Thompson does average 19 for his career.
Bum. So you're telling me Michael Beasley and Klay Thompson, samesies? Exactly.
No, Klay Thompson's dude, you are so out of line with talking about a guy's shooting prowess.
No way, dude. Jason Capono. He's a glorified Jason Capono. Who's benefited from the fact that he's played with Steph Curry his entire career.
I don't doubt. I mean, Steph Curry is benefiting a lot of people.
So, exactly. Would this guy be
Draymond?
Absolutely. Would Draymond Green or
I mean,
would Klay Thompson?
Jennifer, you're right there. You could just reach over and say minus one.
That wasn't to you guys, though. It was to Marcos.
For
that's fair.
Just as Klay Thompson crankiness?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
just well, that and also trying to control my screen.
I just moved.
Oh.
I just feel bad. Leroy was looking the opposite way. Tobin was looking the opposite way. And I was like, what if I just switch their boxes?
Makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, we just walked. Did we do the once around?
Yeah, we did it once around.
We call that the old Joe Rose.
Dude, it was the first time I went to the Marlins Museum here. It's really cool.
Damn.
I was getting like nostalgic goosies from like all the memorabilia.
Because that's like
they
your
had.
Childhood.
Oh my God. I love the Marlins so much.
Damn.
It's a shame that they, you know, yo-yoed me a lot in my ute. But
in your what?
In my ute.
Yeah. Also last year.
So how old were you
day.
When they won in 97?
10.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I was in my prime.
16. But the 03 team was
you were 10.
The 03 team was like, oh,
that
I
was
loved
the team right there.
I loved Lowell and I loved Derek Lee and I loved Luis Castillo.
Dontrell.
Oh my
97,
God.
97 I went to
Conine came back.
To some of the games.
Beckett. Yep, Conine came back in the last month.
Josh Beckett. That was
Josh Beckett finally stopped getting blisters.
Conine pulled Kuchar off.
He did pull Kuchar off. Well, he pulled a Kuchar off. You remember what happened? Mike Lowell took a pitch off his hand, broke his hand.
Oh.
And then Conine.
And so the Marlins were like, oh, no. So they had to move Cabrera into play third while Mike Lowell came back, and they traded for Jeff Conine last minute for to play left field.
Cabrera.
Mm.
He was good.
Oh, that was a team, dude.
Cabrera. Skinny Cabrera.
Yeah. Yep.
Big Baby. Cabrera could hit, but that was it.
Yeah. JP.
Big Cabrera was first base. Good that's times. When you know that's where you are as far as, you know.
First base.
Yeah, when they move you over to first base. Like, they do that to catchers.
Yeah.
Like, when you can no longer squat, first base.
I remember being really mad that they let Derek Lee go. They traded him for Hesop Choi. I just, it's not against Hesop Choi. I really like Derek Lee.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got some show lights going on. Whoa. Wow.
Sound check. Someone's doing a sound check.
The lights are on
lights
now,
are
dude.
On.
Damn,
here,
dude.
Tell you to both of us, and I'll flip this out for the audience watching. You guys can see what's nice. What's doing out here.
Looks like you guys are at the club, dude.
That's
a nice one.
Yeah.
God, whoa. You remember when they couldn't move the lights like that? Like, I felt like that's like a new thing.
Oh, remember if the lights went on, it took 30 minutes to warm them back up?
Oh, yeah.
Now they turn them off for pregame.
Oh, so they're giving us a little looky-loo at the intro video right now.
Ooh. Making sure everything works.
It's good.
Opening day, baby.
Nice. Oh, did you see behind Jazz? They got the burgers behind Jake Burger.
Oh,
they got the alien behind Jazz.
Dang.
Wow.
They had Gallo Ocho.
That's nice.
Hey, you sure they don't have an ambulance?
That's a really cool intro video that they did. I got the goosies right now, man.
But my question is, when do you play that?
You play that before first pitch.
Mm. Okay.
And then back to wow, look at that.
Gets everybody juiced up for the
game. You guys got a show.
You saw it here first.
Hi again, everybody. Dave Van Horn here.
Hey, remember back in the day, all of the announcers sound like they were on a little drinky drink?
Oh, yeah. I respect it.
Like we made fun of Bob Uecker and Major League. They all sounded like that.
Yeah, like Paul Severino, that guy, he's probably got like a smoothie, you know. but like Severino, I would love it if Severino would be able to like have a little bit of Jack while he's calling the game, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me see who. We had Herb Score in Cleveland.
Herb Score.
Yeah. Herb Score used to say, boy, that's well hit. He could have chopped that one up into two singles. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. But I loved. Marlins had, you know, before they landed on, it was, you know, Paul's been doing it for a while now, and then they had Rich Waltz before that. But, yeah, they had Joe Angel who called Marlins games.
I used to
call
with Joe Angel every day in offseason.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We live right in Weston.
You got a story with everybody, dude.
Yeah.
You got a story with everybody.
He had to, like, it's weird because I remember Joe Angel doing it, and then did he still do the Orioles?
I don't know.
He used to do it. Then he went up after he left here to do Orioles.
He did the Orioles for a while. I don't know if he still is or not.
But here's what's crazy. I would ask him. I say, can you not do that? He goes, what? I said, you're doing your TV voice.
Right? Like, while you were golfing?
Yeah. He goes, it's my only voice.
You don't have to put it on, Joe.
We used to golf all the time in Western.
Wow.
But keep in mind, it was back when Western was pretty empty. So it was the early, 90s.
They really can just flick those lights on and off like it's nothing.
It's so different.
Yeah, but is that LED? That's why, right?
That has to be.
Yes. Good. Yes. Because remember, the old lights that had to be heated up?
Yeah, warm up.
Yeah.
Now for like touchdowns, I see stadiums.
Because when the lights went out for
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The
black
Superdome. The Superdome. In my town.
That was a hard bowl.
Yeah,
that
was San Francisco versus the Ravens.
Yep. Kaepernick, Flacco.
Yeah.
But the whole thing was built around the Harbaugh brothers. That was like the big storyline.
Yep. Still coaching. That's a rarity, right?
It is rarity, but it is cool.
I will say
the thing that's cool with Jim is the fact that he, because it sucks. Like Juwan just got. Did he get let go? Did he leave?
They just didn't renew his contract.
But it sucks that he, and this happens. Like, you go to your school, you try and help your school, doesn't work out. But Jim got to do it, so that's cool.
Jim got to do it. They also had, I would say this, a lot more patience with him than they would have had with a lot of other coaches, right? And part of that was the guys they had in Brady Hoke and Rich Rodriguez, they just didn't the team didn't look good. At least Jim, he didn't win a national championship until the last year, but the team was getting better.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a step to that. It was like every year it felt like he was gonna leave for the NFL, but respect to him, he stayed till he got it done.
And took a pay cut.
And now he's gonna get you guys are getting sanctioned. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, forget the sanction. If they don't get sanctioned,
cheaters.
They got 13 to 14 guys getting drafted. So they are going to, I feel bad for my guy.
You think this McCarthy's going
to cry after this year?
You think this McCarthy's going to be any good?
It's
because you guys ran it down everybody's throat.
It's hard for me to say this, but here's what I would say. Right? Jim Harbaugh was the same quarterback, and he went in the first round. The same exact – we had the same exact stuff happen. But I will say this. To Marcos's point.
Careful.
If you're only going to not look at his numbers and look at what he does in big moments and big games, then tell me J.J. McCarthy doesn't deserve to be up there.
College,
because dude. Every big moment and every big game, you can remember a play he made.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the run game. And so if you're not asked or called upon that much, but every time you're called upon, you make a big play, then how does that play into we don't care what the numbers are, this guy makes plays, he's a baller. That's what they said about Tom Brady coming out of college.
Yeah, but he went in the sixth round.
I know, but still.
Michael Penix, they say that about Michael Penix too.
He was hurt, man. I don't want to pass judgment on Michael Penix for this reason. He was so banged up in that Michigan game. It's unfortunate that would be the first time everybody got a good look at him.
Yeah, but he has been banged up a lot in his career. He's
right.
A lot of surgeries.
Well, that's the running. There you go. Mobile, dummy.
Mobile, dude.
Mobile.
Just a little bit of mobility, not a running back.
Yeah, but he's been broken every year.
No, it's a great strategy that Marcos wants to do. Let's go draft the one position you definitely don't need right
can
now.
Can I remind you of RG3?
4.55, 40. Pretty
that's
fast.
That's not that fast.
For a quarterback?
He's going to be super fast sitting that's on his mobile. Ass in the Dolphins.
Okay. Whatever. Where's Tua's brother?
What about RG3?
RG3
what,
is
what about
4-4
two-time MVP?
Cam?
Lamar Jackson?
No. Lamar Jackson.
About Cam Newton?
He's doing well.
You noticing a trend here?
Cam Newton made it to the Super Bowl. Horse.
Bowl. Yeah, and then what happened?
Well, can't win them all.
Dude, all you need to remember about Cam Newton
he's right,
is what he did.
Can't win them all.
What he did in New England.
Oh, I mean, dumpster fire organization, dude.
Oh, man.
They selected Mac Jones.
We'll take a quick break. We're live from Lone Depot Park here. Marlins open today.
Hot dogs! Can somebody bring me a hot dog?
4:10 is your first pitch for the Marlins and Pirates. Jesus Lizardo on the hill. Take a break. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Thanks, Lou Bega.
That's it. That's it.
Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Thanks again to Ricky Williams for stopping by the program.
Butter program.
We'll get a mixed bag later on this hour. By the way, did you see, this was kind of Goosey's.
Yeah.
So I was in the heat locker room the other day, right? And I just got beat. Sad day. And everybody was kind of taking a while, so I was bored in the locker room. I was waiting.
Who are you talking to?
I wasn't talking to anybody. I was just waiting. We were waiting for if anybody was going to talk, but it was taking forever. So, you know, in the Heat locker room, they got these cards, right? So it's like they got little quotes on them, you know, like whatever. Just name an inspirational quote, you know? And I'm like looking at them, just standing by Bam's locker, and I'm like, well, I want to change the narrative. And then I, like, look at the bottom, like, Mike McDaniel? Look at these, like...
What?
He has a quote from Mike McDaniel on his locker. If you want to change... If you want the narrative to change, change the narrative. He put Mike McDaniel's quote... I don't know who put...
I mean, if you're going to quote someone, you're going to quote, like, McDaniel and Socrates, of course.
Like, it was one of these things I was like... Wait a minute, because I don't know who gives out the cards. I don't know if it's Riley. I don't know if it's Spo.
I've heard that Maya Angelou quote.
Yeah, he also has Maya Angelou, which is, you know, probably much more known than
Mike.
She's
no longer with us. It was a couple of years now.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I like was looking at that for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Mike McDaniel already makes the quote wall?
Yeah, you know what, though? I remember when that quote was from.
2014.
Let me just say, we ended up losing, so.
Well, no, that actually was after a loss, Marco, so it wasn't before a game.
Because everyone was talking about how we can't beat good teams.
Yeah, he said it after the Chiefs loss.
All right, and we continued to not change that narrative, all right? That's the point. That narrative was not
But here's the thing. Do you think, because I haven't noticed, I don't know how long it's been up there, but I don't remember seeing it. Before, is it possible that Mike McDaniel is the reason Bam is shooting threes?
Oh, Keith, that's a connection you made.
Well, you know what? When we went with Team Lava, I was not there because I took pictures of that.
And you did not see that in his locker? I don't think it's been there.
No.
I don't think it's been there. Some of them have a lot of quotes. Some of them have a lot of cards. Different players. Some of them have none. Some of the players have no cards. I don't know. Again, I don't know who gives them the cards. I've heard Riley gives cards, but I don't know if these are specifically from Pat Riley. I would like to ask. But he has Mike McDaniel up there. I thought that was surprised, but also that's cool.
That's nice.
Mike McDaniel obviously going to a lot of Heat games.
You think he left that there himself?
No.
I've done that before.
No, but we know that him and Spo have a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both really bad at second half adjustments. So that
I gotta tell you, dude, you've been a bit of a downer lately. Like everything about the Dolphins, he's a grump.
Whoa. Truther.
I've been called Leroy the Rain Cloud, and we do a show with Marcos?
He's just
a Category 5.
I don't know. Is Baby Tadpole like not letting you sleep through the night? Like,
no,
what,
I get it.
What is your deal?
Category 5.
We got Tinkerbell. We got Peter Pan con Lechon. And Captain Hook over here. You guys living in Never Neverland.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything, though?
No, you're not living in a realistic world.
I literally am giving you something realistic that I showed that happened in the real world. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there with somebody else's jersey on living like Peter Pan right now. So I don't understand what you're talking about, Little Leaguer.
I'm supporting my team on opening day. And you are bringing up quotes from a guy that didn't even finish whatever the hell he was quoting there. You want to change the narrative? Never change the narrative.
Spo, are you saying
that's not what
you said? You couldn't fit an entire Mike McDaniel quote on a card. You'd agree? You would need an entire deck of cards for one Mike McDaniel answer.
No. Do you even get the quote? If you want to change the narrative.
Yeah.
If you want the narrative to change the narrative.
Okay, you know what? And what if I started giving quotes? If you guys want to be fit, you know, run 3 miles a day and stop eating fast food. You see where the source of these quotes, you kind of have to weigh that into what you're discussing there? Mr. Change the Narrative never changed the narrative.
But
can I ask you a question, Marco?
You're changing the three.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How long should it take him to change the narrative?
You know what? Whenever it happens is irrelevant. Just then you can make the quote.
So you're saying he is non-quotable.
Just because he made the comment doesn't mean it's not true.
So you're saying he's non-quotable till he wins a playoff game?
I do. I think he cannot. You know what? If I wanted quotes
This is what I love about ingrates, right?
He is an ingrate.
When was the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game?
2000. Yeah.
Okay. And Mike McDaniel was in high school, and you're holding that against him now?
No, you know, I mean, he's had a decent amount of time. Best roster we've had in 24 years. Can't even win one playoff game. Can't even close the deal.
Schmeathan Schmolnick says that Tyler Hero's locker doesn't have a card, just a fragile sticker. That's not nice.
Handle with care.
A box, one of those stickers. Like
point.
And handle with care.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool, especially if he's doing that. Like, I don't know if that's the reason he's shooting threes, but I don't know it's not the reason he's shooting threes.
Okay, so you can't.
What has nothing to do with what he's doing?
Well, think about this. You know, you're at the Heat breakfast hall, okay? And then you know, Bam's finishing his pancakes,
okay?
And then Pat Riley walks by, drops that off, and he goes, "What's this?" And Pat Riley just walks away, but he's got the shooting motion, like as he's walking away from Bam.
So
do you really think that would actually happen?
Let me get this right. So you're telling me
I'm the crazy one, though, right?
That Pat Riley left a meeting with Bam like this,
like with his arm up. Like
it wasn't a meeting. It wasn't a meeting. No. You see, I'm not having him sit down.
It was a casual
in the way like
walk by.
Yeah, it's a walk by exactly, J. Fig. So what happens is they're in the
no words were exchanged.
They're in the breakfast hall, right? No, Bam's eating his pancakes, and then you know Pat Riley just walks by Bam. Drops it on the tray, but as he's walking, so Bam's like looking around. He goes through it, and you obviously see the Armani suit, but you see this, you know, little.
And that means shoot the three.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it mean make some more damn shots?
Because, I mean, he makes plenty of shots, but he's never
shot. Does he?
Yeah.
Because the last quarter I saw them play, they scored 17.
Bro, they lost by 20. He was a -4. Do you know he tried to do everything he could do? What do you?
I'm not blaming Bam.
So
I'm just saying.
You know, what are you doing? You sound like him.
This wasn't going to fix it.
Okay.
Well, I'm just maybe that's not how it happened. I'm just that's how I like to imagine
maybe.
It happened.
Oh, maybe. Maybe hey, that's not how it happened.
You're not even
in Goosey's
believable
world, that definitely happened.
For a movie.
What do you mean?
That's how ridiculous that sounds.
How does that sound ridiculous?
Because Pat Riley's
so
a G.
Okay.
Pat Riley don't walk away from nobody like
that's
this.
That's a G move.
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay, so what if he just goes, what if he just gives him a little behind the head and he goes, a little wiggle with the three fingers?
Oh, what if he just ran out and did this?
Oh, I like that. Pat Riley just, or he gives him three goggles.
Okay. This is.
See, your scenarios are way less
and
likely.
Then, wait, and then Spoke comes by and says, I'm the captain here.
Maybe. But he's allowed him to shoot the threes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, what if Spoke's like, you know, he's sitting with Pat Riley and he goes, yeah, talking to Mike McDaniel. He goes, oh, yeah, he's the weird one, right? Pat tells him. He goes, yeah. He's got some doozies, though. He's like, yeah, what did he say? And Spoke's like, yeah, he says, you know, he says, if you want the narrative to change, change the narrative. And Pat Riley goes, that's good. Put that on the card.
That's great.
No.
Could you imagine? There's no way.
And then Bam's like, I got to shoot threes now.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. Yeah.
And then, like, what happened, Bam? It's like, well, it was a funny thing. I was having breakfast the other day, right? And I was enjoying a croissant. And then all of a sudden.
First of all, stop.
Some wind randomly shows
stop.
Up in the room.
Randomly go French.
Croissants are different. Delicious.
Stop calling it croissant. Like, it's just annoying.
You're insulting the French.
Am I?
Yep.
That's all they eat over there. That's all they've been eating.
Yeah, if I am insulting the French, I have something to say to that. Good.
Guess what? They're not too popular of American.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. They sent.
They don't like our enthusiasm.
They sent in updated pictures.
Oh, of from the streets of Paris?
Yeah, because they got their picture taken. It was so bad.
Well, hopefully Marcos.
And they took pictures with the artiste.
Hopefully Bam out of Flyo can have his mind right for the mixed bag. That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Wow. I've just got the insult of all insults.
Why? What happened?
Jennifer just said to me, I'm not good with time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't.
I know when 10 o'clock is.
Look, you have not been accurate with your time, okay?
I guess.
Keep thinking. Your timeline is just out of base.
Yeah. Just to give you an idea of what she's referring to.
Your timeline being off is different about time.
Time? It's all time.
Oh, okay. I was just, I'm glad I didn't get caught by no trains.
At least I know what happened last year.
I know what happened last year.
You don't.
We were here. And we stayed for the game.
At what time, Leroy?
Well, if you go by the time J-Fig arrives at some of our shows, I can understand why you thought we did 1-4.
Okay.
Minus one.
No, that's what you get.
Minus one.
That's not a minus one, dude.
Yes, it is.
That's what you get.
For sass.
That's what you get.
Marcos, let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
Ah, the mixed bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We are live here from Lone Depot Park. Opening day today, 4:10. Marlins, Buccos. That's the Pirates for you baseball squares out there.
What is it?
Oh, everybody calls them the Buccos, dude. You don't know about the Buccos?
I don't think I've ever.
Dude, what?
Buccos, Padres.
Not Padres, Pirates.
Pirates, Buccos.
Yeah, no, the Padres Pirates. Are the Friars. If you want to call a baseball nickname, you call them the Friars. Mm. Or the Pods.
The who?
All right.
The Padres.
Yeah.
You can call them the Friars.
Friars?
Yeah.
Why not the Fathers?
Wow.
I suppose you could call them the Fathers if you wanted to.
Padres, Fathers. So much going on.
Most famous Friar, Friar Tuck from Robin Hood?
Nope. Irving Friar.
Oh, that's a point, bro. Yeah.
Point. That's a point. Oh. Who got his hand chopped off right before the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. My God, did he?
Marcos is Urban, is Urban off, Flyer.
He had to get his.
What do you got today, Marcos?
All righty then.
That's a delay tactic.
Yeah. Yep.
Caitlin Clark. You guys heard
of her? Oh, she's good.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's good.
Potentially so good that she's caught the eyes of a different league. Not the NBA, the big three.
Nope.
Ice Cube wants her to break borders and join the big three. This is what the former NWA rapper had to say.
You know, it's always 50-50 till we get a no, you know, at the end of the day. It is a generous offer. You know, and look, you know, we're in a new age. You know, it's like NIL. You know, when we came up with the idea, you know, our sponsors, our partners, they all want to make it happen. So, you know, we was able to make that generous offer. It's definitely doable. You know, both leagues play on CBS. So, of course, they love it if we can make it happen. So it's you know, it's up to the player. You know, as a league, we'll make it happen. Our offer is in. You know, we just need an answer as soon as they're ready to give us one.
So is he suggesting that the WN, that she does both? Because he says both leagues.
No.
Or is he referring to college?
Both leagues are on the same television station.
But why would that matter? Who cares?
I don't know.
Unless he wants him to play for both. Because if he's asking to play for both... Hmm. The WNBA and the Big Three. That's kind of cool.
Let me explain something to you. Here's why there's a problem. Them old ass dudes playing Big Three basketball would smash her. You ever watch one of those games? Yeah. They're not getting out of each other's way.
No.
Because they can't. No, I'm serious.
No, it's true. It definitely is true. They play a much more physical game.
No. It's a lot more physical than you think. So, no.
For the record, the offer was $5 million.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I think, $76,000 that they normally make.
What's the max deal in WNBA? You have any idea?
$100,000 a year?
In WNBA? No way.
Yes.
Wow, that'd be
crazy. That's why they go play in Europe after the season's over.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Who makes the most money? Got to be like, what, Tarazi?
Max salary for 2023, let's just say 2024, is $208,000.
$208,000, yeah.
Yikes.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. I guess Cube's coming correct with it.
Yeah, I guess $5 million. I mean, something to think about for sure, especially if I mean, she's going to get endorsements and stuff, but will it equal $5 million?
They're going to do it. They're going to do it like the Messi deal.
Oh, I got you. Where, like, various sponsors and stuff.
Is that a Christmas song?
It sounds like we're in church.
Oh, it's a BK commercial. BK, have it your way.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. Burger hits a home run. They got to do something like free burgers or something.
Free burger? Jeez.
Yeah, dude.
I know, because God knows I only get a taste for pizza when the Heat lose. Which sucks.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Best promotion the Marlins ever did. Dozen hits, free dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Oh. I got some, I put some chicken on the grill. Made chicken sandwich, barbecue sauce, cheese, bacon, pickles.
Wow.
It was delicious. Wish I had one right now.
Be careful, Leroy. You're going
to
make yourself
this
hungry.
Leroy chicken sandwich brought to you by the mixed bag. What else you got, Marcos?
Keeping it going. Leroy, we've heard countless stories from your days in the NFL. Saquon Barkley shared a rookie story involving Fletcher Cox. As you know, Saquon Barkley, now an Eagle. So yeah,
he is an eagle.
He's an eagle now, dude. So
you know what that happened to me the other day when the Warriors? I was like, oh yeah, they got Chris Paul.
Yeah, oh that did.
That kind of threw me for a loop.
No, for sure.
Because he's still playing and he's not hurt.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, now his teammate Fletcher Cox in Philly. Apparently, he has a pretty interesting rookie story involving this Eagle defensive tackle. This is what Saquon had to say.
I remember one time Fletch tackled me my rookie year. And it was like impressive tackles. I was like down the field, and I was like, "It's like there's no reason why a man that big should be able to be at that spot where we're making that tackle." And like I look up, and he's like, "Yep, it's me again. I'm gonna be your daddy for the next 12 years." And
no, I was just like,
"He's like, I'm gonna be your daddy for the next 12 years." I'm like, I'm looking at him like this, and it's like at the point, like it's like you know, it's all funny games, and I'm starting counting. I'm like, "Nah, there's no way he's playing for another 12." Like this, yeah. But
man.
Yeah.
You know why that makes like, me sad, dude?
Did you had who Reggie White was praying? That was the craziest thing?
But everybody knew that about Reggie. So
yeah, but well, the first time you heard it, though.
But no, the first time I heard it and saw what the ramifications of that praying was terrifying. Because he picked a grown-ass man up that weighed 350 pounds and threw him like a chew toy. And it was the most terrifying. And instead of Corey Stringer, looking at Reggie, going, oh, I got to bring my A game. He came into the huddle and was mad at me.
Listen, you're going to lash out when you get picked up like a child.
We were golfing last week, and me and LT were trying to explain the Reggie White hump move, and people couldn't comprehend how strong – you had to be to pull this off. But he did it. Look. Everybody. Jeez. Look at this.
One arm.
That's 350.
It's crazy.
And that's not even the one I'm talking about where he lifted him off the ground.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that one. I remember the one we played it before, I feel like. That's crazy though.
Like you and that's like so just imagine what he did with somebody that only weighed 300.
Dade South makes a good point. Reuben Bain does that move now. Hurricanes defensive tackle.
Not like that.
No. Dude. I mean, you know, Reggie White.
Don't even insult.
Animal.
That, like, show me some footage of this man throwing a 350-pound tackle.
Nah, it's different. It's different for sure.
That wasn't a scrub, I might add.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Now, we had some other guys like Gilbert Brown. If you think about Gilbert Brown, just think about Aaron Donald if he weighed 65 more pounds. No, I'm sorry, 70 pounds. Gilbert Brown was listed at like 370. He once hit me with a pinky, and I thought I got hit in the head with a brick.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos?
Well, Gilbert Arenas. Speaking of Gilberts.
He has
an explanation on why Dame and Giannis are not working in Milwaukee.
The way Dame has played, he plays well with, you know, Middleton came back and Lopez. Those three play well because they're just pick and pop guys. Giannis plays well with Portis and Beasley. So depending on who's playing well, who has the ball, depending on who you're shutting out, I don't think they know, all six know how to play well together. As a coach, you have to recognize that there's Bloods and Crips going on in this goddamn group, because he only want to pass it to him and him. He only want to pass it to him and him. And if he has the ball, these two are pointless now. If he has the ball, those two are pointless. They got to figure out how to blend it in and make some plays where it's a little mixed up. Because right now, you can see this, it's two different teams. It's Dame's team when he has the ball, and it's Giannis' team when he has the ball.
Look, this has been something that's been pointed out, and one of the reasons Dame wanted to come here and not Milwaukee is not just because Milwaukee sucks. It's a better fit. They exactly wanted him to be the guy at end of games. That's the whole point. Also, he's best friends with Pam. So don't be surprised if there's an early Bucks exit that we revisit everything that we did this summer. Can I take another summer of Dame? Depends what happens in the Heat season.
Really, you have already wiggled your ass back into
it. I'm not wiggling. I'm just telling you.
Minus one.
Why?
You know why.
This is ridiculous.
You know why.
Minus Hold on.
Marcos, did he not wiggle his way back into wailing for Dame?
No. I didn't say I was wailing.
That's what he's doing.
No. That's not fair. What I did was, is I'm letting everybody know, should the Bucks have an early exit, which, you know, Doc Rivers, I mean, that's what he does.
His middle name is Doc Early Exit Rivers.
Just be prepared for Damian Lillard to be like, all right, Milwaukee, we tried. Send me to Miami, please. Be ready.
And who are they going to send back?
That's a good question.
Because now you think nobody wanted Tyler last year.
Yeah. Well, I hear Milwaukee likes footwork.
Oh, well rested.
Oh, wait. What'd you just say? Anyway.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Oh, now, you know what?
Toby.
Here's what
fraud.
I hate about you.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why you're a fraud. Because who's on the trading block has mostly to do with who's been playing well.
That's not true.
And Jaime, for a rookie, has been balling out all year.
As soon as he hit a stretch
where maybe, you know, the wall has hit him a little bit and everybody's struggling, now he's available.
You're the one who said Jaime. Like, I didn't say his name, so you want to, I mean.
Who deemed him footwork?
I don't know. He does have footwork, but I wasn't necessarily referring to him.
Who else were you referring to?
Look, I got to get to the next part of the mixed bag here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
But I wasn't wailing, just so we're clear. I'm just saying.
You were wailing.
You're walking on thin ice.
I'm not walking on thin ice.
It's okay,
don't worry.
Guys.
He'll just wiggle out of it if he falls in.
I got some punishment for him. Here's a cut from LeBron James.
LeBron James.
This is him asking his wife to rub his feet.
I was explaining to my wife the other day. She asked me, how am I feeling when I came home after a game? I said, babe, just imagine buying a 2003 Escalade and it's 2024 and you never change the tires. So rub my feet, please.
I mean, a bit dramatic.
Is it though? Is it really?
It was a good analogy.
I mean, like,
he could have just opened with that
for a very long time. Listen, just say, honey, I want
to. It gets to the point where, like, if I'm signing autographs somewhere, right? I don't want to hear each individual story as to why you're there getting the autograph. I've agreed to sign it, right? Now I got to hear the story, the backstory on this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Man.
You think his wife wouldn't hear the backstory why he need his feet rubbed? She been with him.
You know what I've seen is a good move by athletes because now people want selfies. They don't want autographs. Really? I like if the athlete takes the phone. They do the selfie.
Yeah, because they ain't got time messing around.
Fumble around.
Yeah, I've seen comedians do that. It's a veteran move for sure.
All right.
Well, most of the comedians that you talk about, they won't take the selfie. Because they need, you know, white T-shirts and chicken kitchen and all that stuff.
There's Mr. Sleeveless Intangibles down
and
here.
And then don't drink it. Who we got?
They also require a fee.
Wait.
Looks like a bullpen
coach. Before the season even started, he walking with a limp.
That's what I was saying. He looks like a bullpen coach.
He better not be a player. Look at him. Dude, he is struggling.
Old Limpy 52?
No. I thought he was doing some running. Or maybe he just walking to try to, because he had an injury.
It looks like I think that's a Pirates bullpen guy. He's going, because he's heading to the bullpen.
Oh, the Buccos.
Look at this guy. This guy's a baseball lifer. You can just tell.
Yeah.
You know, receding hairline.
Look. Oh, is that the...
You can tell
the guy a receding hairline from here?
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on. You can see that baseball hairline.
Wow. They're mopping the stadium?
Mopping? What do you see mopping?
Is she sweeping? See the lady right there by herself in the whole stadium?
What are you talking about, dude?
She's probably just cleaning up the garbage.
Well, for what?
I don't know.
Gotta make it look nice, dude. We'll take a quick break.
Uh-oh, we got pictures. Who are they taking pictures with?
I don't know.
She's doing the lady pose, though. You know that lady pose y'all do, J-Fig, with the the hand on the hip and the foot forward.
She's
everybody does the same lady pose.
Why
do you got to do the lady pose?
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.